Brothers and sisters, with you, I have enjoyed this meeting very much. I don't know when I've heard a better welfare meeting. I appreciate the work the General Welfare Services Committee and the Welfare Department, Bishopric, are doing in this tremendous work. Now, I have prepared a long speech, and there isn't time to give it. But I believe you can get along without it if you will do what you've been counseled to do here today, get the record and read it and put it into effect. You will find that your time here this morning has been well spent. The subject of the talk I have written and will give in the right time and place is the royal law. The royal law. James speaks of the royal law. He said, if you fulfill the royal law, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, ye do well. That thought must be in our hearts in all that we do in welfare program. We must love our neighbors as ourselves. The Savior put that law second only to the love of God when he said that the first great commandment was to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, might, and mind, and the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. In the payment of our fast offerings, we must do it with that thought and purpose in mind. You remember that Isaiah speaks of the people who came to him, to the Lord, and said, we've paid our fast offerings. We've taken care of the poor, and thou seest not. And he said, the answer was that they did do some things that were required of the law, but they hadn't fed the poor and taken care of the needy and the afflicted. The caring for the poor and the handicapped and those who need our help is a main purpose and an absolute requirement in fulfilling the royal law of loving our neighbors as ourselves. You remember that great sermon of Amulek on prayer, where he tells the people to pray, tells us how often to pray, morning, night, and noon, tells us where to pray and how to pray and what to pray for. And he goes into great detail in that. And then when he gets through, he says, but after you've done all these things, if you do not take care of the poor and minister to the afflicted in their need, your prayers are vain, and ye are as hypocrites who do deny the faith. I believe we are coming to understand the principles of the welfare program in the church. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. You remember that Jesus, just before the close of his ministry, speaking to his apostles, says that when he comes in his glory and all nations shall be gathered before him, he says something about, he would say to those who have taken care of the poor, who have fed the hungry and attended to the naked, clothed the naked, and have visited the sick, and the afflicted shall be on his right hand when he separates his people as a shepherd divides the sheep from the goats. And those who have not lived this law of loving their neighbors as themselves, taking care of them in the way that the welfare program teaches us to take care of them, shall go away into darkness, and the righteous shall be with him in his kingdom. I know this gospel is true. I have no doubt about that at all. I never remember a time when I questioned a principle of the gospel. And I know that the program that was outlined in the 30s in administering to the poor in this day, the welfare program, was inspired of the Lord. He gave President Grant the inspiration, gave him the help through his great counselor, J. Reuben Clark, and others, to set up the program. And it's our duty now to follow it and take care of his kingdom in the spirit of loving our neighbors as ourselves, and taking that spirit and the counsel of the living prophet, and we will be able to meet the great days ahead, which are coming faster than we think, when this earth and the peoples of the earth will be in a terrible commotion and unable to solve their problems in any other way than to turn to the Lord's program. And I bear you this testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.